systems and within our own lives, and just being able to relate to what we're going through as mothers. My relationship with him has not changed at all. We were always very close, and we still remain very close. As far as how it's changed my life, I don't know that there is a word to describe the impact of change that it's had on me. I stay focused on trying to stay as healthy, both physically and mentally healthy, to be able to do things for him and make sure that he has money on his commissary, any needs that he needs as far as extra clothes. And I guess the biggest impact is that everything revolves around him and ensuring that he has the things that he needs to help make his life as comfortable as it can be under the circumstances. I joined Miss before he was sentenced. He was still in county jail awaiting a trial when I joined Miss, and he is doing a 40-year at 100% sentence. He went through three attorneys, all public defenders. During the 2.5 years that he was awaiting the trial, these three, as he had them, probably went to visit with him three times in 2.5 years, and that was usually whenever they had any court appearances or whatever, and he ended up just taking the first deal offered and not going to trial. But, I mean, his attorneys just did not, well, like I said, they never even went to visit him. They never did anything to try to do any kind of a defense, looking at his mental diagnosis or anything. I mean, they did absolutely nothing to even try to put up any kind of defense as far as diminished capacity or anything.
How have your ideas of justice changed since your son became involved in the criminal justice system, and your ideas about the criminal justice system here in the United States?
Well, I had a low opinion of it to begin with, just from, you know, watching it, you know, watching other things happen with other people and seeing things happen on the news. But, yeah, since I've become personally involved with it, my opinion is even lower. I do not have any faith in the justice system whatsoever. What it all boils down to is whoever's got the most money that they can fork out to these high-priced attorneys and influential judges, they're going to get the better deals in most cases.
And is there anything specifically about the facilities that your son has been in and the system generally that has been the most shocking for you?
The way that they treat the prisoners, I can give you an example. Just about 4 or 5 months ago within Tennessee, they've gotten a new commissioner, and he is changing the way he is running the state-owned facilities. A lot of them are privately owned, the CCA, and they're changing the way that they're running the prisons, and as a result of this change, the inmates are losing time out of their cells. They're having to be locked into their cells for more time. They have sporadic lockdowns. This particular incident that I'm talking about, one inmate said to the general population, "Let's have a sit down." And that would have meant none of the inmates go to work or go to school or anything. A nonviolent protest in the changes that were being made. And as a result, they locked them down, shut the water off to their cells for 18 hours. Their food consisted of 2 pieces of bread and 1 hard-boiled egg for breakfast, and water. For lunch was a sandwich and water, and for supper was a sandwich and water, and this went on for weeks.
Wow.
Because one inmate suggested, and they took it as a threat of a sit-down, which was going to be a nonviolent protest of the conditions that they were going to make them start living in. Nobody had done anything wrong. They just wanted to keep their freedoms that they had and to be able to come out of their cells freely, you know, in and out freely, and be able to have their outside rec time. And I mean, there were no incidences requiring a lockdown, and they do that too. Whenever there's an incident between inmates, they lock down the entire unit. So everybody suffers as a result of actions of one or two inmates.
What do you think is the most important thing for somebody who doesn't have a family member involved in the criminal justice system to understand about our system?
That everything that they are hearing, that inmates get to live for free, get free medical, that they live luxuriously, is a lie, because they don't. My son pays for medical. He pays for medicine. He has to buy his own clothes. Any extra food he has to buy. The overall idea that the general population has as far as what they get when they're in prison is an absolute farce. It's not like that at all.
What would you tell a mother who is just beginning the experience through the criminal justice system?
I would tell her to get a computer and join this. I would, because that literally saved me, and I've learned more, and I think all the mothers would say they have gotten to learn more about the legal system in all the states, advice, information, by being able to log on to MISS and have the discussions that we have, because they're going to find somebody in the state that they're in that is probably affiliated with the facility that their child may be going to. I mean, the information that we share back and forth, I think, is a lot better than, I mean, if you know what you're fixing to get into. There's no sugarcoating. There's, at least I don't sugarcoat anything. The lawyers don't tell you things. They're evasive, sugarcoat things, and the support group has everything. I mean, that's just full of information. The biggest thing that I